What about the side effects and toxicities of AIs versus tamoxifen? Where are we right now in terms of understanding that?
Where we are is basically that AI profiles look better than tamoxifen. If you look consistently across studies, what you see is that the dropout rate, people that just stopped, the placebo-controlled studies, there are always more patients on the tamoxifen arm than the AI arm. That tells you right away that the tolerability of the drug is at least as good as tamoxifen. It's not a dramatic difference, but it always is in favor of the AI. I think to me that's the most deeply speaking thing, and that we can all talk about things like the arthralgias and that kind of thing. And to be frank about it, the number of arthralgias you see depends on how hard you look. And so they're very different estimates from different trials. So for me, the real question is, did the patient have to stop the medication because they just didn't tolerate? And there's no evidence whatsoever that AIs are harder to tolerate on average. Now, that being said, there's absolutely no doubt that there are some patients for both tamoxifen and for AIs who do have intolerable side effects to that agent. And there are some patients who develop very severe arthralgias. And so there were some patients that stopped for that reason. It can't be said that an AI has such low toxicity that for every single patient, it would be the preferred therapy, particularly given the fact that people have to take it for years.
Can you contrast the more serious side effects of the two drugs and how you sort of see it?
The more serious side effects for tamoxifen, there are increased risk of thrombotic events and also endometrial cancer. Neither of those are an issue with an aromatase inhibitor. Now, tamoxifen has a benefit, and that is that it seems to help hold bone mass. And that's actually just the opposite effect of aromatase inhibitors. Aromatase inhibitors tend to accelerate bone loss. And in every single trial that you look, there's always a trend, not a dramatic trend, but it's about a 1/3 increase in the number of fractures that patients experience. And actually, it's well documented in the trials that people taking aromatase inhibitors are losing bone mass faster than the other group. There's growing evidence that the use of bisphosphonates can block that effect.
I guess one thing about all the original trials, these first generation of AI adjuvant trials, is that none of them really monitor bone density or did any intervention, which is sort of what's being done right now in practice.
Right. It's interesting what happens when you move from the metastatic arena into the adjuvant arena, because in the metastatic arena, patients have a lot of concurrent problems. And so effects that are rare or not severe, very rarely severe, are usually not recognized. For instance, we didn't recognize the issue with endometrial cancer for tamoxifen for more than a decade after using it. So for aromatase inhibitors, the first trials, it wasn't an issue in the metastatic disease trials, nor were the arthralgias, for that matter, and then it was only recognized in the adjuvant arena. So I think the bottom line is the one really downside of aromatase inhibitors is the issue of bone health. And we have two good things to do about that. I think every patient that goes on aromatase inhibitor, the guideline committees all suggest that you get a baseline bone mineral density. Then you consider for patients who have any osteopenia that you start them on some kind of bisphosphonate.
What about the issue of selection of aromatase inhibitor? We have three of those. How do you decide which one to use in which situation?
We really don't have sufficient data to feel that one of them is better than the others. And if you take a look at the ASCO guidelines, I think what they say is that the clinicians favored but weren't dogmatic about the idea of using aromatase inhibitors in the scenario where they'd been used in clinical trials. So, for instance, the aromatase inhibitors that have been used as starting, just at diagnosis, are anastrozole and letrozole. All of the agents have been used, those two agents and also exemestane have been used as switching points after 2 to 3 years. And then the long-term issue of what happens after 5 years of tamoxifen has been most thoroughly looked at with letrozole. So they favored using it in those scenarios. That said, I think that clinicians use all the aromatase inhibitors pretty interchangeably. There's no major difference that's discernible at this point in toxicity profiles.